The day after Christmas, my next guest went out for a walk in the morning and lost her driver's license. That afternoon, I went out for a walk and I found her driver's license. And by the next day, I had tracked her down and she came over to the house and we enjoyed an extended visit. And that's how I learned that Gina Martinez is the founder and the executive director of the Neon Desert Music Festival. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
My God, talk about synchronicity. I really did not know, shame on me, that the Neon Desert Music Festival, coming into its fourth year now, is locally based.
Yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
It's all about El Pasoans. Tell me the story again.
Absolutely. Well, it's totally a homegrown music festival. Basically, it started off with me traveling with my musician husband around Texas and started kind of going to all of these different events all over the state and seeing kind of what was going out there. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned in our first conversation, I read an article written by Andy Theron in Vanity Fair magazine that really just highlighted all of the wonderful musical talent that El Paso has. So read that article and was just really inspired to pursue something like a music festival. So went out with my buddies, Zach Paul and Brian Chavez, and just kind of let them know about what was brewing in my head. And both of them immediately said yes. So we pretty much got together the next day and drafted kind of this idea.
And now, where were you living at the time? Because you are now living in Austin, which is the reason I didn't drop your driver's license in the mail, because I figured she won't be able to board a plane if she's flying.
Absolutely. Well, it was all actually in Austin that this all happened. But all three of us are graduates from Coronado High School and had moved to Austin kind of on our own terms. Brian went to school at UT. I went to school in San Marcos. And then Zach had just moved there from having a job in Bristol, Connecticut with ESPN. So we kind of all just found ourselves in Austin at the same time and all three kind of inspired to do something for the city, really, when it comes down to it.
Well, now, your day job in Austin is?
I'm actually a life skills teacher. I work with adults with special needs and really help them transition from their lives as high school students into the real world.
Excellent. And your husband is also a teacher in
he
Austin.
He is. He is, aside from being a musician, which I think is his primary job.
Yeah, his devotion.
Exactly. He is a teacher in the Del Valle School District there. And yeah, we are just kind of, we're looking for something to do for our city. And as you mentioned, I do have a day job, but so do Brian and Zach.
Yes.
Zach is still a producer for ESPN, and Zach is, Brian is an engineer for Samson. So we all have our day jobs, and this is our kind of passion project that we're working on. And we have a fourth partner who actually lives here in El Paso named Patrick McNeil, and he does our kind of day-to-day shows here in El Paso, because once we did the festival, we figured out that we needed to continue it here and not only have a festival, but continue bringing good touring acts to El Paso.
Now, the way I found you was a reference to Splendid Sun Productions, which is Austin-based.
It's really got its roots here in El Paso, but Brian, and I live in Austin, we do a few shows there, but that's not really where our heart is. Our heart is here in El Paso.
Okay.
We also have a team of about 30 other inspired individuals who help us with the festival and running our shows here.
Mm-hmm.
So really everything kind of revolves around El Paso.
Well, I am just totally stunned as I started reading up on the festival and how it has evolved. And I've started looking at the way it's being handled, at least the online presence. What a learning curve. I mean, really.
Yeah,
because,
totally.
Okay, first festival was in April of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You had 10,800, more or less, attendees, 75% local. You had four stages, 29 bands. You had street artists and food vendors and merchants and 350 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you return a nice chunk of change to the El Paso community in the form of contributions to, let's see, we had the first year it was Sun City Pride, Cathedral High School, Amor por Juarez, Creative Kids, and then the City Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
How did you learn to do all that?
Really, by making a lot of mistakes.
Oh, the usual.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. But really, like, when it comes down to it, our goal was to do something for our city and to really come back and not only be a group of individuals who comes in and tries to put on this event. We really wanted to lay down some roots and really do something good for the city. And we found some great partners to allow us to do so. And that was really what was at the top of our list for doing this.
Well, you've done it because after your second festival in May of 2012, I believe it was, the El Paso Times said this has become a signature event for our downtown. What's Up Weekly said the second year of the Neon Desert, El Paso's homegrown bid for a world-class destination music festival, lived up to its hype. You've been voted best local festival and a bunch of other best of the best stuff in 2012 and 13. And not bad. I mean, this is growing steadily and solidly. And your collection of demographics is really impressive because I think so many first efforts let all those important numbers slip through their fingers.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we really wanted to do and we're really guided to do by the Museum and Cultural Arts Department here mm-hmm. in El Paso was to really gather some information because they said that was really going to be the ways that we
yes.
could get funding.
Yes.
And so we immediately set out to put in place all of these kind of statistic gatherers, and we did a really good job of
you did
kind of emailing all the people and that we had gathered email addresses yeah. from to be able to find out what their demographics were,
boy, that
what
is
they liked,
impressive.
What they didn't like.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
And you made a neat connection for El Paso musicians at South by Southwest in Austin.
We did. Yeah, absolutely. We did a South by Southwest showcase. We invited about 20 El Paso bands to go out there and really showcase their talent to really the world audience, because that's what South by Southwest is. And we had an incredible turnout. I mean, it was packed body to body the entire time.
This is just too exciting. Well, the next festival, apparently Neon Desert Music Festival number 4, will be May 24th and 25th. And apparently tickets are already on sale or will be very soon.
They will be going on sale in late January. And
okay.
we're really excited about going to 2 days.
Well, I am walking the streets of El Paso looking for driver's licenses, hoping that every connection will be this much fun. My guest today is Gina Martinez. We have her to thank for founding the Neon Desert Music Festival, for which she now serves as executive director while living in Austin, and along with some of the other key people involved, and keeping this really magnificent event happening right here in El Paso. So thank you so much, Gina, for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And the place to go is neondesertmusicfestival.com for more information.